Music Doodoo Classical Bedtime presents Dmitri Shostakovich and the Suitcase by The Elevator. Imagine sitting alone in the dark. Your coat is buttoned. A small suitcase rests by your feet. You aren't going on a trip. You're listening to the hum of an elevator. Waiting. Listening for footsteps. Listening for a knock on your door that might change your life forever. This was the world of Dmitri Shostakovich, a composer so afraid of the men in power that he hid his own name inside his music. Four secret notes, a code that travelled around the world, right under the noses of dangerous people who never suspected a thing. Tonight, we're going to learn how he did it. To understand Dmitri's story, you need to imagine a place where you couldn't say what you really thought. Where a single wrong word, written in a letter, whispered to a friend, even hummed in a song, could get you in terrible trouble. In the country called the Soviet Union, millions of people lived exactly like this. The government controlled everything. What was in the newspapers, what was taught in schools, even what kinds of songs were allowed to be sung. And one of the most watched people in this frightening world was a skinny young man with round glasses who loved music more than anything. Dmitri Shostakovich was born in St. Petersburg, Russia, in 1906. His mother was a pianist, and little Dmitri took to music like a duck takes to water. By 13, he was a musical whirlwind. While other children practiced their handwriting, Dmitri filled enormous pages with notes for entire orchestras. He didn't just play the piano, he made it tell stories of storms and celebrations, marches and lullabies. But while Dmitri was growing up, his country was changing. A revolution swept through Russia. New leaders took power. Leaders who believed they should decide what was true, what was beautiful, what was allowed. And music? Music was dangerous. Because music could make people feel things. Things the leaders couldn't control. The leader of the Soviet Union was a man named Joseph Stalin. He had a thick moustache, cold eyes, and enormous power over everyone around him. People who disagreed with Stalin could be sent far, far away. to frozen places where they might never see their families again. Stalin believed that art should make people feel proud of their country. Music should be cheerful. Anything sad, anything strange, anything that asked difficult questions was suspicious. And Dmitri's music? It was brilliant. It was beautiful. But it was also complicated, sometimes dark. Sometimes it seemed to be asking questions that nobody was supposed to ask. And then, in 1936, disaster struck. Dmitri had written an opera, a story told entirely through singing and orchestral music. It was called Lady Macbeth, and audiences loved it. The opera house was packed night after night. Critics called it a masterpiece. But then Stalin himself came to see it. The most powerful man in the Soviet Union sat in his special box, high above the stage. He watched. He listened. His face showed nothing. 2 days later, the official Soviet newspaper published a furious article. It called Dmitri's music chaos instead of music. It said his opera was dangerous, ugly, wrong. Everyone understood what this meant. When the newspaper attacked someone like this, it was a warning from Stalin himself. Every night after that, Dmitri packed a small suitcase with warm clothes. He sat on a chair by the elevator in his apartment building, waiting. He knew that when the secret police came for people, they always came at night. Knock, knock, knock. Then gone. He didn't want his wife and daughter to see him dragged away in his pajamas. So he waited downstairs, dressed and ready, listening. The elevator hummed. Kick! A door somewhere. Footsteps in the hallway. His heart pounding. Night after night after night. But by some miracle, the knock never came. Dmitri Shostakovich was spared. This time. Dmitri understood now. He was being watched. Every note he wrote would be examined. Every melody judged. He had to respond. But how do you write music that makes tyrants happy, while still being true to yourself? Dmitri found a way. He wrote his Fifth Symphony, a massive piece for a full orchestra with over 100 musicians playing together. It was the kind of big music that the government wanted to hear. On the surface, it sounded triumphant. Powerful brass, crashing cymbals, a blazing, victorious ending. But underneath, something else was happening. The triumph sounded almost too loud, too forced, like someone smiling with tears in their eyes, like a shout that was really a scream. The premiere was a sensation. The audience clapped and cheered for 45 minutes. People wept in their seats. Strangers hugged each other in the aisles. The government was pleased. They thought Dmitri had learned his lesson. They thought he was celebrating their glorious Soviet Union. But the ordinary people in that concert hall, the musicians, the music lovers, the ones who had also lost friends to the secret police, they understood something different. They heard the pain hidden inside the triumph, the cry for help disguised as a victory march. Dmitri had done something extraordinary. He had told the truth, without anyone in power realizing it. This was his first great mask. But he would need another one, a lighter one, for everyday wear. You see, Dmitri also had to write music that was simply cheerful. Music with no hidden meanings at all. Tunes for parades and parties and films. The kind of bouncy, happy music that made the men in power smile and nod. Listen to this waltz, elegant and graceful, like dancers spinning across a polished ballroom floor. This was Dmitri's musical mask, his smiling public face. He conducted orchestras. He appeared at official events. He wrote these charming popular tunes that everyone hummed. But it was like an actor playing a role. Inside, beneath the mask, he was someone very different. Thank you.
Now, do you remember those four mysterious notes from the very beginning? D, E flat, C, B. Here's the secret. In Germany, musicians use different names for some notes. They call E flat S, which sounds like the letter S. And they call B natural H. So if you write down D, E flat, C, B using German letters, you get D, S, C, H. D, S, C, H. The first letters of Dmitri Shostakovich, his initials. He invented his own musical signature, a way of writing, "This is really me. This is what I really feel," using only four notes. No words needed, just sound. A secret code hidden inside the music itself. In his public music, the symphonies played by huge orchestras in front of thousands of people, Dmitri had to be careful. A symphony is like giving a speech in a crowded stadium. Everyone is listening. The powerful men in the front rows are watching your every move. But there's another kind of music. A string quartet. Just four musicians. Two violins, a viola, and a cello. No brass, no drums, no crowd. A string quartet is like a whispered conversation between close friends. Private, intimate, safe. This was where Dmitri could tell the truth. Not to thousands, but to the four musicians who would understand. In 1960, when Dmitri was 53 years old, something happened that troubled him deeply. He was pressured, almost forced, to join the Communist Party, the very organisation that had frightened him for so many years. Afterward, he felt ashamed. He told his closest friends he felt like he had lost something precious, like he had finally become his mask. And then he did something remarkable. He travelled to Dresden, Germany, a city that had been badly hurt during World War II, and there, in just 3 days, he poured his heart into a new piece of music. His eighth string quartet, his most private work, his musical diary. This quartet begins with his signature, D, S, C, H. And those four notes appear again and again throughout the piece. Over 150 times, like he was signing his name on every page. Dmitri called it his own autobiography, a letter to himself, a place where he could finally take off the mask and just be himself. Some of it is sad, yes. Some of it remembers difficult things. But listen, there's also something beautiful here. something that survives, like a candle still burning in a dark room. Can you hear those four notes? His name calling out through the music. Still here, still true.
Dmitri Shostakovich lived until 1975. He wrote 15 symphonies, 15 string quartets, and hundreds of other pieces. He lived long enough to see the Soviet Union change, becoming a little less frightening, though never truly free. The men who had threatened him? Most of them are forgotten now. But Dmitri's music is played every single day, all around the world. In concert halls, in living rooms, on phones and computers, everywhere. The secret code survived. DSCH. His name, written in music, travelling through time. Still speaking the truth, long after the scary times have passed. The mask didn't win. The music did. So tonight, as you close your eyes, think about this. Sometimes we can't say exactly what we feel. Sometimes the world makes it hard to be completely honest. Maybe there are feelings you keep inside, things you're not quite ready to share out loud. That's okay. Artists like Dmitri show us that there are many ways to tell the truth. In a painting, in a story, in four simple notes that spell your name. The difficult times pass, the hard things get easier, and the true things, the beautiful things we create, those are what remain. D-S-C-H. Sleep well. Your own music is waiting for tomorrow.